Morning, Maseches Zvachim. We are in the 12th parak. We are up to Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah tells us that kol hakdashim she'er behem sul, any karbanos, such as an ola, chatas, an asham, an elevation, a sin or guilt offering, in which there is a psul, there is some type of something which makes it invalid for the service in the Beis HaMikdash, kodim she'hesheitan, if let's say that it was discovered that there was this invalidation, this psul, before the hides were removed from the animal, then we say that these hides do not go to the Kohen, rather they will be burned together with the basar. The entire animal is destroyed. It's not burned on the Mizbeach, but it has to be destroyed because it was designated as a carbon, but became invalid before the avoda took place. However, la'achar hefshetan, if let's say already it was separated, the hides from the animal, and then only afterwards was it discovered a psul, in that situation, or yiseihin l'kohanim. Since the invalidation only took place after the hides became a separate entity, therefore the hides, in fact, will go to the Kohen. So again, the Mishnah makes the distinction of when the psul was discovered. If it was discovered after the hides were removed, then in fact the hides will not be burned, but rather will be given to the Kohen. But before that, it will be burned. So on this, Omer Rabbi Chanina Sagat HaKohanim, Rabbi Chanina, who served as the deputy Kohen Gadol for many years, obviously saw a lot of different things and was able to testify on what he saw, or in this case, what he didn't see. Miyomai, in all my days of service, Lori Isi, I never saw, or Yotzi Leves Asreifa. I never saw any time hides going to the place for it to be burned. Which what he's saying is that even in a situation where the psul took place while the hides remained on the animal, apparently they would still remove these hides and still give it to the Kohen. In all circumstances it was given to the Kohen because he never saw hides being brought Leves Hasreifa to the place where it was being burned. Amar Rabbi Akiva Medvarav, from these words, Lamadnu were able to derive and deduce Shamashitim es habachor b'nimsa treifa, that when it comes to a bachor, even after the times of the Beis HaMikdash, in which there was no karbanos, obviously no mizbeach, nonetheless, a person who would have a firstborn animal, you would have to give it to the Kohen and wait until it became developed some type of a blemish, and then only afterwards was to be able to use to the Kohen. In that situation also, we say that the Kohen gets to keep the hides. But Chachamim Om and the Chachamim disagree with all this, with the testimony of Rav Chanina. He says, Ein lo re'inu raya. Sometimes if you see something, so that you can testify for that which you saw, you're an eyewitness. But to say, I didn't see something, that's not a proof. Because it's possible that the reason why you didn't see it just didn't happen during your service. But it's possible that, in fact, it could have happened, you just never saw it. Now, Yoitz Leves Hasreifa, rather, as we said, in the event that it became invalid while the hides were connected to the animal, at that situation, we, in fact, would say only then will it be burnt in the Beis Hasreifa. However, if it was found in Psul afterwards, then he would agree to Rav Chanina that it would be given to the Kohanim.